Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. Love that music, and I love our two guests in studio with us today. We want to welcome and say hello again to Pastor Dan Yeasel of the First Presbyterian Church in Hastings, and also our friend, musician extraordinaire Pat Dimacek. She is in studio as well. Great to see both of you.
Happy New Year.
So first of all, tell me a little bit about that music. You're a big fan of Linus and Lucy, I heard.
For a short time, I took piano lessons many years ago, and that was one of the pieces I tried to learn. Okay. Have loved the Linus and Lucy ever since seeing the first Peanuts Christmas special.
Right.
And Pat has been willing to play it more than once at service in worship. So I'm grateful for that because it allows me to do the silly Peanuts dance.
Oh my gosh. Huh. That's a lot for me to unpack and take in. I gotta
Don't try to picture it.
I have to just pause a moment. Sorry, that was not the answer I was expecting, but it's like, thank you for sharing so much. Anyway, well, it's a great song, and I'm thrilled that the both of you are. And Pat, how interesting that you get to work that into worship. I like that.
It's fun.
That's pretty cool. Yep. So first of all, this is a big time of change for the Presbyterian Church in Hastings, and we want to hear about some of those changes, and we also want to thank you both for all the many, many contributions that you have given the church over the time that you've both been here. So first of all, tell us a little bit about what's going on, please.
Well, after 17 years of wonderful music leadership, Pat has retired. So Christmas Eve was the best Christmas ever, and we decided to have a joyful, fun service, and indeed it was. But that was Pat's last service playing, and so just a very touching and poignant evening.
Thank you. Bittersweet for you, Pat?
Very much so.
So 17 years. Wow. How many different pastors did you have the opportunity to work with?
Have to name favorites.
No, I think last count was six.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Thank you for all that you have done. So it's just kind of was time for you to kind of have your Sunday mornings back. Is that right?
Or that's part of it. I think First Presbyterian's going through some transitions, and it might be time for some new blood there musically. And I think it's a great opportunity for somebody else to step in and feel the joy of making music at First Presbyterian.
Oh, again, let's talk about your beautiful space and acoustically how joyful the sound is there. I mean, it really is just so full and resonates so beautiful in that space.
It's a great space to play in, and it's a great piano that I've been honored and lucky enough to play on up there.
So 17 years. So what's on the docket for you? I don't think you're going to be bored. You got lots going on already, right?
I do have lots going on, as a matter of fact. I have a piano studio in my basement with a couple bassoon students on the side. So I plan to continue that, doing lessons Monday through Friday. And then maybe seeing my daughters on the weekends, which is when they're usually available. So, and seeing other family members that I don't get to see normally. So I'm looking at it not only as a closing, but as an opening opportunity for me.
Well, that's great. And Pastor Dan, you have news also you want to share with our listeners.
I do. Just delighted to be able to share. A rare opportunity was afforded me, and I'll be preaching in New Zealand starting next month.
Oh my gosh.
Serving a one-year contract for it's a joint sort of a union parish of a Methodist congregation and a Presbyterian congregation, and I've been invited down just only for 1 year, so I have to come back looking, it does mean my time of interim service at First Presbyterian here has come to a close a little earlier than perhaps hoped or planned, but the congregation has been very gracious in saying they understand that it's a chance to go, and my wife is able to go with me, so we'll go in and have a very different year next year.
So tell us a little bit about how your interim position came about here in Hastings and how long you've been here.
Been here going about a year and a half, almost on to 2 years. I followed another interim pastor, Steve Robertson, who was here for about a year. As Presbyterians are very sort of, we like to say we have a form for everything and we do things with decency and in order. That can mean it's a very slow process as you begin the search for new pastoral leadership, and the session and the congregation are in the midst discerning the leadership, who the next pastor should be, and they're in that search time right now. So I coming as an interim was intentionally to be a shorter term rather than a called and installed position where hopefully they stay for a long, long, long time.
And you were looking for that kind of a position. Are there different kinds of pastors then? Some that are long term and some that are looking for shorter term?
There's a training school for transitional pastors, and so I would have that sort of experience or that kind of coaching to be in these shorter term or transitional interim ministries, so that it has been something that I found to be fruitful and really a meaningful ministry. Have served a number of congregations in the last dozen years or so for these moments when they're in that search process. So I was at First Presbyterian in Cassin and the UCC Church in Cannon Falls, as well as some throughout southern Wisconsin, serving in that time, because it is a special and a tender time for a congregation to say, we don't know what's next, or we've had a beloved pastor for a decade or more, and so there's a period of kind of grieving to say, so for an interim to come and be there just for a short time, there's the understanding, we're turning a corner, mm-hmm. but then we're still getting ready for something new, and so that would be the case at First Presbyterian too. There's something new, but we don't know quite what it looks like yet. So
tell us about your time here and in Hastings. What are going to be some of your favorite takeaways?
Every Sunday with Pat behind the piano, from playing the Snoopy song to I couldn't get no from her saying, could you play Hey Big Spender? could you play this sort of goofy
when
thing?
When you pass the hat,
Stewardship Sunday.
You were there. so the joy to have both the quality of her gifts and the playfulness to say, that sounds, let's do that. Rather, there are, I think, some, not that we can't be high church, and not that we would do anything irreverent but there is a joyfulness that comes from the worship service and the prayers of the people at First Press every Sunday, involved. It never is quiet when I say, who should we pray for, or what's on your mind? There are going to be a half dozen or a dozen petitions, and that has been, nowhere else have I felt it just kind of that palpable, where the people are that quick and that wholehearted with their sharing, and we're a congregation that just is well connected, and I think that sense, many congregations want to feel like we would describe we've got a family feel here. It really is obvious, and it is something that I hope that as visitors are welcome, that they join in right away to say, yep, I feel at home here. So that I'll miss. This is a very special city, as I'm not here every day out of the week, and sort of missed a lot of opportunities to get to know Riverfront and the high school. But I'm excited about the initiatives of the Thrive and some of the things that are being done intentionally from the city standpoint to become more welcoming, because that's, I think, a very promising.
Well, it can only help grow your ranks as well at the church. Yes. Mm-hmm. Pat, how about you? What are some of your favorite memories of playing for 17 years?
I echo what Dan said about the family feeling down there in all of the whole spectrum of family feeling. There's the love, and there's the sense of belonging. There's the little family arguments that we resolve in a loving, fairly bloodless fashion. Again, playing down there, one of my favorite things to do is to play duets with my compatriot Karen Altpeter. We have just a blast down there, and I'm going to miss playing with her down there. We're going to get together on the side, but that's one thing I'll miss. The Yazels, they've been just the whole family's been a total gift to that church, from Dan to his wife Monica and his two kids, Sarah and Adam. And Adam has just stepped in on a moment's notice and with bass and saxophone in hand and played. And it's just a wonderful group of people. So that I will miss terribly. Mm-hmm.
So what is going to be next for the First Presbyterian Church then?
just in the process now, the church board or the session is really going to be meeting with presbytery representatives to say, you know, how do we find the next leader? What should be the next steps? There's vulnerability, but really kind of praying out loud. What does God have in mind? What's really in store, or what's the calling for the congregation? And there is that kind of question mark at the beginning. What would make sense? So we are in that decision discernment phase, but I would imagine another interim or a short-term pastor would be in place soon.
So when you say interim, how long typically is that? You said that you were called early to perhaps leave. What does an interim position look like?
It can typically be 9 to 18 months would be it would be somewhere less than 2 years would be seen as a time of interim or transition.
Okay.
It can be as short as 6 weeks if things are really moving fast. So there have been a couple occasions where I barely got the books on the shelf and it was time to go. So
tell me a little bit about your new position. And did you say it was a combination of Presbyterian and Methodist?
Yep, it is. So it's in the city of Masterton, which is on the southern tip of the North Island. New Zealand has two main islands, and so it'll be close to the capital of Wellington on the North Island of New Zealand. It's a position there where I'll be serving. I'll be preaching every week, pastoral care, kind of a what you'd typically expect a pastor to be up to during their week. It was quite an exciting day to get the work permit because New Zealand is quite, you can't be too old to work there. That was something, if it had been many months later, I would have been 55 and I would have been too old.
Interesting.
So glad that came through. Part of what they're doing is getting ready. It is another interim. They're looking for a pastor to start a year from now. So I'll be doing some of the same sorts of things of helping a congregation sort of prepare for what's coming next. So,
have you been to New Zealand before?
I've had a couple of occasions, most notably as a high school student. I spent a year there as an exchange student, so with the AFS or the American Field Service Program, and then went down to do a couple of weddings and was there on my own honeymoon for 3 months.
So it has a very special place
it
in
does.
Your heart.
It
oh,
does.
How wonderful. Yeah. That'll be great. What do you think it will be like to be involved with both the Presbyterians and the Methodists? And is that something that is a conscious effort for them to combine in New Zealand? And is that going to happen here in America?
I think around the world, that's perhaps a brave stroke to take, but I think in many countries there is the feeling that mainline denominations, some of the ones that we would recognize, Lutherans and Methodists and others, really are Presbyterians, needing to perhaps consider things that we wouldn't have generations ago to say, well, maybe the Methodists and the Presbyterians, we have two small congregations, we can invite them to join ministries together and have one, sort of thriving one.
Because you've done that a little bit with the Episcopal Church across the street in the past. Mm-hmm. Pat, you can speak to that probably.
Two small fervent congregations, and we a few years ago we had the youth groups merge. It was the Presbyterian Youth Group.
I like that.
Yes. And so that was a great partnership with them, and it would be fun to do something with them again too.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that is interesting. So you are not worried about the Methodists?
Well, they have a way for everything, I'm told.
There's and a method to like there. You?
I need to learn to speak another language.
Yes,
and
you totally do.
That's one of the exciting things about it. Is there's a learning edge. I can't just do the same old. I mean, there's an invitation to expand and experience to say, I need to. I have had Methodist friends, and they're trying to help coach me.
How are they coaching you? I'm very intrigued by this.
That there's a different polity. That's one of those churchy words about how the whole governance structure is. And Presbyterians are uniquely weird with no one person can speak on behalf of anybody more than themselves. I mean, if you're elected an elder, then you do have sort of a representative role.
Okay.
But the pastor at a Presbyterian church, I got no weight to throw around.
Interesting. amazing.
A pastor can throw around some weight.
Wow,
and
look
a
at you.
Bishop can throw around some weight.
Okay.
But the, I mean, in terms of, you know, their
so
their
you're
authority.
Looking forward to this. I can tell.
I'll let you know how it goes.
It's kind of a promotion. I think it's a really interesting concept. I think this will be really awesome for you, and I can't think of anyone better to do this.
Very kind. It is. It's just again a rare gift and a chance to for just a year or two to say, well, I won't. You know, I don't. I'm not retreading for the rest of my life.
Sure.
But I'll have a glimpse for longer than a
exactly
you know, a vacation. But it's not you know the rest of my career.
Right. But how do you gear up and study to know what to be the best to both Methodists and Presbyterians? How I mean, I know that the worlds are closer than they're all of our worlds are closer together than they're farther apart. But how do you do that?
Opening my ears a lot. I think my plan will be to listen long and hard, and to hopefully bring an open-heartedness to say, you know, let me learn first. What are the needs and the circumstances here in a town that I don't know? I mean, I've had some experience or exposure to Kiwi culture, but you know, it's a rural area, and you know, they just got internet a couple years ago, and there are things that might surprise me to say, oh, okay. And so I really want to learn what the issues are, and then begin to trust that the good news in the gospel will make a connection to these texts, this sacred book that's ours to share and discover together. Okay, what's God doing in the midst of mm-hmm. this moment in this place, especially with the union? If there's something new to that, and we're all kind of afraid or uncertain, how's this going to go? Well, okay. How well do we speak with one another? Can we listen and empathize? And so I guess I'm going with the idea that trusting that I've got some gifts to use, but that they'll share with me and make it evident. Here's what we need first, and here's what we need, next. Rather,
so
than,
exciting.
I've got a prescription pad, and let me just tell
right.
you what you need.
Right.
So, yeah.
Is this the first? They have not merged as congregations yet.
They have come together just in this last year. They renamed themselves.
Okay.
I mean, it was the Lutheran Church and the Presbyterian, and then they decided on a name together, Crossway. So they're still even getting used to kind of the new logo
sure.
and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
sure. Yeah. Oh, Pastor Dan! Wow, very
exciting.
Awesome. Would you stay in touch with us, please?
Will do.
Oh, we would love
you could
that.
Do remotes. We from New Zealand.
You know what? Don't call collect though.
Well,
call on your own. Wonderful to see you, and sincerely thank you both for the many gifts that you have given the people of Hastings and our listeners. They have been the benefit of both of you for years and years and years. So we congratulate you on your job well done, and we thank you for being such faithful servants, and we wish you well, Pastor
you,
Dan,
Mom.
In your new position, and also Pat in your new position as well. So thanks for coming in today. Our guests from the First Presbyterian Church, still, we want to say thank you to Pastor Dan Yeasel and also Pat Dimichek. Wow, lots of stuff going on. Blessings to both of you.
Thank you, Mo.
Thank you.
Thank you. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.